baby, keep your hand on that fly, hold on,
everybody,
hold on, hold on, keep your hand on that fly, hold on,
good,
much better.
Paul and Silas began to shout, till the door opened and they both walked out. Keep your hand on that plow, hold on, hold on, hold on. Keep your hand on that plow, hold on. Matthew, Mark, and Luke, and John, all them disciples are dead and gone. Keep your hand on that plow, hold on. Hold on, hold on, keep your hand on that plow, hold on.
Yeah, this is it, telling it like it is.
Got my hand on the gospel plow, won't take nothing for my journey now. Keep your hand on that plow, hold on, hold on.
Keeping in the same vein of gospel singing, I'm going to do another number for you.
And another one we can't get along without is Henry Graham from Wauchula, who is about the only bird and animal imitator that we know of around these promiscuous parts. Henry won't come every year. He comes every other year. We sure are glad this is his time to come. Let's give him a great big hand.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Some of you people have never seen a Florida cracker, you're looking at one. They had to grease the wagon wheels a couple of times before they got to town. I learned to do all these calls as a child, and there's a lot of calls I can't do now because getting kind of gray-headed for some reason or another. I'll start out with the barnyard side, the fowls, the birds. I happened to be in a drugstore the other day. Thank you. Just wait. Wait till I conclude, please, and it won't take so much time. Thank you. Happened to be in a drugstore the other day, and I noticed a new waitress at the lunch counter there, and it happened to be that they delivered a box full of eggs. And this drugstore owner, I guess eggs cost him so much, he's afraid something would happen. But anyway, the girl was pouring up coffee to somebody, and I said, "Those eggs are fresh eggs, you reckon?" "I don't know." And looking around like that. And if he had kept his mouth shut, that girl would have dumped all that bunch of eggs out on the floor. So I have quite a bit of fun with imitations. Duck hunting. People like to hunt ducks. Duck season opens Thanksgiving Day. This works, because it's worked several times for me. A lot of us made the mistake. Turkeys, I get quite a kick out of them. I'm a woodsman, and I like to hunt. I'm conservation-minded. I like to be able to get harvest the game that you're allowed to if I'm lucky enough. And I don't believe in destroying something that my children, your children, grandchildren would like to enjoy like I have. But I tell you about the ducks. The turkeys have done the same thing. They've made a mistake. And another thing to add to this, I'll show you. Some of you people I know are hunters, and especially like to turkey hunt. You buy these collars, and it's foggy morning, raining, and it won't work and all, because that doesn't affect me, thanks. But last gobbler season, I tried this on a gobbler. I was late getting down in, way down the Everglades, way in. I mean several miles. This gobbler gobbled, and it was too far off. I said, "I'm going to try something." Instead of using a turkey collar, I said, "Uh-oh, I done found out something." I kept doing that. I went through the woods around the cypress head and got in a blind and didn't have time to make one. And I kept doing that, and a wild turkey very seldom ever gobbles over two or three times. It's unusual if he does. But I got this gobbler so excited, he didn't know there's nothing in the world but that owl. And I kept doing that, and I, and wouldn't even get started. And after a while, I said, "Put!" So, anyway, I got the turkey. This is a beautiful bird. You see it on TV. And, of course, I'd rather not have him around. It's a peacock. Thank you. Your crow is very mischievous. He damages a lot of crops and a lot of farmers in Georgia and Florida and the Midwest especially dislike him. But you can ever get a chance to get one or acquire one when he's small, don't split his tongue. Just feed him same as you would feeding a chicken. Keep him up, clip one wing, and keep him around where there's a bunch of children. And he can talk just as good as a parrot can. And I learned to do this imitation in high school, I guess. And I'd been trying it several years, and dawned on me one day to say "hot right" and cut it short is a guinea. show you about the wild animals and their calls, and of course I know a lot of what they mean. It's curious why one thing depends on another, like that turkey. He figured that everything was all right because Al was sitting up there hollering that everything was all right. But you can, I don't know where you've ever noticed or not, a bunch of blackbirds in your yard. And the fall of the year, most of the time they get up in the yard in the fall of the year. But a jaybird can holler one time, gee, 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 every blackbird's gone. Now, how they know each other and depend on each other, it's a curiosity to be out in the woods and watch all this. A quail, everybody's likes, I'm sure a lot of people here's got good bird dogs and like to quail hunt. But unfortunate, when I was coming up, had a rough time for a living. What hunting I did was walking in the woods. And surprising, I had a good bird dog. But I found as many birds and let the dog, in other words, point them as he found himself downwind. And the answer, once in a while, a good answer, downwind where the dog wouldn't have found him anyway, and go take the dog, go down and get my quail. But this is something I have a lot of fun out of, and it's amazing that they'll do it. And it's hard. You have to see truth is stranger than fiction. You have to see it to believe it. But I can make quail, if I'm riding you in a car, I can make them get up on the hood of your car and walk around. That's hard to believe unless you see it. But this is a wounded sound, and I have quite a lot of fun. I've stopped cars on the highway. A covey of quail will be following me down the highway to the car, and they wonder what's going wrong with them, I guess. It's a wounded sound. And if it's one quail or a whole covey, they put the wings up over the back, and here they come. I'll go over to the animal side. Wonder if any of y'all ever got up on a cold morning in Georgia or North Florida to reach over in the pen to catch a hog to get him out. He's not very happy because you bite your leg off if you get a hold of it. Your goats is yeah. I'll have this kind of a cat and a dog fight. Catch it. The dog. Cousin Thelma's bear alligator. She has about the rabbit. Long as that alligator's out in the wild and not around a human being, he's hard to catch. You see him out in the lake somewhere and he sinks down, you just try to catch him. But you get one in a place, and a lot of people like to feed the bears, they like to feed the coons, they like to feed the gators, they like to feed the little deer. I proved a guy the other day, I was in the park. Had a North Carolina friend with me. I said, I'm going to show you something now, what'll happen. I said, see that gator over in that water, just his eyes sticking out? And I said, I want you to watch him now, since he's not scared of a human being. He swelled up, come crawling out on the ground. The concrete was up about this high, and it had a good fence around it, good lucky enough. That gator got out about like those things there and just raised up and come and lunged against that fence and caught it with his teeth. So you can imagine now, you people that see these gators in these parks and around, old gators laying out there, let's walk up and throw him a marshmallow or something. Just always remember, a bear or a gator or anything like that, it's wild in the woods, it's dangerous, it can't be tamed. He'll eat marshmallows after a while, especially get a child. Now, they don't believe they won't get you. So remember that. So don't be wild, be scared, and leery of an alligator if he's any size. If he's a small, why, he might wring a finger off. But when they catch a hold of you, instead of like a dog or anything else, they start going over and over, and whatever they got a hold of, it comes off. Any of you farmers ever been woke up with this early in the morning in Georgia in Florida when back yonder. Oh, you didn't want to get up. I conclude the program with a horse. Thank you very much.
This is the first time in a long time that Curly Deacle hasn't been here and hasn't told us. I don't know what in the world happened to him. I hope he didn't get it up by an alligator. Maybe he'll come in this afternoon. All right. We are blessed in our state to receive so many Cuban refugees from the beleaguered country at our southernmost tip. And they've meant a lot to us. I realized that when they began to come, that they brought some of their lovely ways with them. And we, the year before, for the first time, the Cuban Americans told us that they were ready to join us. There's a fine Cuban American club in Jacksonville, and they are going to do a beautiful traditional street dance for us that is done in every community on every holiday. They incidentally are preparing wonderful ethnic food down here. Don't miss their chicken and rice, yellow rice, and other delicacies being served in the food booth back here. But now let's welcome Eliseo San Juan as leader of the Cuban American Club of Jacksonville.
We're glad to be here, but we were here yesterday. We saw very, very wonderful acts, and we were thinking there are many, many people that work very, very hard to put this magnificent festival together. Two of them that really gave all they got for this is Cousin Thelma and Miss Beecham. Why don't we join and give them a good round of applause to them? We're going to play for you three songs. The first one is a very typical Cuban song. It's sang most of the time way deep in the country. The second one, you all know, the famous Guantanamera. We want you to join us in that, okay? We need your help in that. The third song will be our conga. That's the street dance. And, we hope you enjoy it. Thank you very much.
Thank you. todo se ve a lo lejos el bohío. Una manita blanca que me dice adiós, 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 adiós.
Let's put some rhythm to this thing. Thank you. Thank you very much. We'll see you next
in
the evening, 7:30.
Don't you wish you could do that? I think you have to be born to do it. I want to tell you, we have a tremendous, as equally tremendous last number on the morning program as this was, but before, while they're getting ready to come on, I want to remind you of the wonderful food that's being served here. And a new delicious tidbit has been added. Our Nellie Bly Kitchen serves a buffet dinner. And they'll be serving until 7 o'clock tonight, I believe. And they came and told me that they're serving on the menu are veal cutlets, chuck wagon steak, and beef stew, and, of course, all kinds of salads and vegetables. And the dining room is air-conditioned, and we hope a lot of you will go up there and sit in cool comfort and enjoy that dinner. But much wonderful ethnic food down here. Mullet, fried chicken, chicken and rice, chicken and dumplings, chicken and yellow rice, and spaghetti and pizza and hamburgers and hot dogs and good gracious, you name it, we have it. So you ought not to go hungry around here. And don't forget to visit with the craftsman. The afternoon program begins at 1:30. But let's welcome, and don't leave your seats because it's a great treat. The lovely, wonderful gospel singers, Mount Carmel Choir, number one from Palatka, with their leader, Choice Butler.
Good morning, everybody. It is once again that we have the privilege to meet again at the festival. We are Mount Carmel Choir, number one. We sing all gospel songs. We go here and there on different programs. So this morning, we attempt to sing for you, first of all, I Learn How to Lean and Depend on Jesus, led by my daughter, Miss Audrey Buck. Thank you. next selection will be It's Gonna Rain, led by two of our little young members of the choir, led by Mrs. Vanny McRae and Mrs. Juanita Walker. It is gonna rain, but it'll be a different rain that they're singing about.
They are on again this afternoon, so you'll hear them again.